What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Listen to Chew over there.
I'm just... You're wild.
It's Feel Good Friday, boys. You better get with it or get lost.
I would like to have seen Fat Boy back in the club days. Like, I'd like, did you wear shorts there, too?
Oh, I'm sure it was probably Abercrombie that I couldn't afford, but spent a whole check on, or some Aeropostale.
He had one pair.
I wish I'd taken a photo of Fat Boy yesterday, but I was too busy taking a picture of Paige in her Afro jacket. But the
Oscar Gamble jacket.
Fat Boy was wearing white shorts and a red T-shirt. I was like, "You look like Santa Claus at the beach." But as cold as it, I come in wearing a stocking cap.
I remember you saying that too. I felt like it.
I look like I come from Alaska, and you're from Florida.
I know, and you know what? It's not supposed to be that bad today. Like in the 50s, I'm like, I don't have to wear the fleece joggers. Leave those at home.
Joggers.
Save this for another day.
People always look at you. I'm like, look, people, I'm indoors 99% of my life.
Oh, man.
On a daily basis.
Do you have to justify your short habit?
I remember. You remember about the time when running suits came out? Like, where they matched, like, you know, it started with, I guess, Adidas and the Nike and all that stuff with the three stripes. And
carried on Umbro shorts for some reason.
Yeah. My dad, he had one. It wasn't like a surf style or one of those, but it was one of those kind of jackets. And it was like this weird color. And he started the joke, but then it would be this recurring thing. He's like, "You know why they call him a windbreaker, don't you?"
I can see him doing that.
Oh, man. It was great.
I thought you were going to tie it around your waist and say what he said.
Well, he would be calling himself that now if he saw that picture, because it was like aqua and blue and pink or something. The 90s colors. "You know why they call him a windbreaker?"
Everybody wanted one to wear to school.
Like, "Dad, tell him why you call him a windbreaker." "Give me a minute."
"Give me a minute. I can't fart on command, maybe."
"Breaking wind in my jacket. I put it on and I get gassy." All right.
All right.
Let's, before we bring on this young lady, let's give you a very small portion of the call from Tiffany yesterday that has now made this woman pissed at her and everyone involved, and is going to join us right after this is over. Here we go.
Like, my fiance and I paid for the dresses for all of, like, my wedding party.
Good Lord.
And and she knew what size the dress was and said, "Oh, I'm gonna lose the weight she has not lost anything. So she's like, I don't know what she's gonna do with this dress, but she is always strapped for cash, so it's not like she's going to be able to pay to get it altered.
Jesus.
So is that just going to be on me? No, we already bought you this freaking dress that you said that you were going to be able to fit, and you haven't lost the weight. Then we have the holidays, and you haven't done anything to lose this weight, and she's gained like 5 to 10 extra pounds, and I'm like, I don't see how she can be in my wedding if she still looks the same. She needed to lose like a good 40 pounds, and
that's not realistic.
It's No, she had time between September and March. Like, that was enough time to do it, and in a healthy way. She just chose not to.
Why not
so
get a dress?
So now I'm just like,
go ahead.
She's, I don't know. Sabotaging my wedding is what it feels like.
Sabotage.
Saboteur.
And that's just a brief glimpse of it. I mean, she was saying some downright mean things. And she said her name, too, and referred to a couple places near where they live. And, like, of course it's going to get back.
Uh-huh.
I got questions about that weight. For a woman, that's a big number. It was big for anybody,
from
but for
September
a woman.
September to, when did she get married? In April?
March, late March, okay, April. March, yeah, somewhere around there.
6 months? No. 7 pounds a month?
I mean,
you got to lose it at the... I lost a lot at the beginning, and now I'm hitting that plateau where I get irritated.
I would
but
say...
I'm like, well, you know,
you're
the
9 pounds
time,
away?
What am I? 10.
20 pounds would be a little bit more realistic in that time of 2 pounds a week, and sometimes you plateau.
Yeah. Well...
I don't plateau because I don't start...
Yes, you're great at starting them.
All right. I really am.
So is she I guess she's going to say her name.
Oh, yeah. She don't care. It's Holly.
Holly, good morning. Holly?
Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry that you had to listen to that liar Tiffany the other day.
Well, it was actually yesterday.
Yeah.
So, first off, that's got to be incredibly odd to hear someone saying those things, someone that's your close friend, and not assuming you're going to hear about it. So
typical. She's got no class. You can tell, you talk to her.
Yeah, she was real aggressive,
abrasive. Yeah.
So you tell me. You just tell me what you think about this, because if you're in a bridal store and I'm a very healthy size 10, by the way. I'm not, like, she made 40 pounds. I mean, whatever.
See, I don't know what
I'm
size.
I'm a very healthy size 10.
I don't know
and
what
she,
that means.
That's
though.
Like a medium. She's not obese.
Okay.
And then she's saying to me, and she's saying to the people in the store, that I have to be a size 6. And she's going to get the dress in a size 6. And I'm telling her, look, I'm a size 10. And, yeah, I mean, I'll work out an extra day a week if you want me to that bad. But, I mean, I'm healthy and I'm a size 10. Why don't we get me a size 10? And then, you know, if I get really tiny, you can just bring in the seams. But she was like, no, we're getting you the size 6. She had this dream of a size. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with her, basically. Like, what is wrong with me being the size I am when I'm healthy? And she's insisting that I have to be this smaller size little pencil girl. And then it's my fault that I'm not a pencil girl.
Are the other girls, women in the wedding, are they smaller, I guess?
They got to be, right?
I'm supposed to answer that question? Like, that's relevant to the story?
Well, no,
really? Did you just really ask that?
Now, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
We need to, like,
okay.
The attitude needs to be
I'm not
be
so
on
sure now.
I'll say she was.
Well, I'll just hang up on you and let you go, because we're on your side here. I'm telling you that, or I'm asking you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
I understand why you. I mean, you got called out on the radio by a so-called friend, but is any of the other women having the problem? Did she, you know?
Let's just say it this way: everyone else got their dress in their right size.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm the one that she said she's going to get it 2 sizes smaller than my size.
See, I think that's where, and we said this to her yesterday, and I'm sorry there's a miscommunication there. I ain't got no heat with you. We good. But I had to actually Google what a size 10, I don't know what women's sizes are.
Yeah, like, that's probably, you know, you go 8.
But you know
10.
What's crazy is
that's about medium.
The way Google, I just wrote in size 10 women, and the first Quora, you know that website? Is a size 10 woman considered overweight? And you know what? Paige just nailed it. Size 8 to 10 is considered size medium.
Yeah.
So what would I be in a woman's size?
36.
You would be a plus size.
But
and,
like, do
and
you...
I would still style you because they've got some really nice plus size clothes, fat boy.
Well, I'd sit on your chest until you did, so you'd have no choice.
Jesus. You would, you'd have boobs on your back then. Do you, we're friends here, and I'm just asking this because according to this, a lot of a lot of this, a lot of women that are size 10 are curvier women. So I'm just going to cut the crap here and just say, do you have a big butt?
I don't mean big. I mean, just like... It matches my big chest.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Oh, she's got the problems that
I have. You can't have one and not have the... I mean, they just go hand in hand.
I have to get medium pants and extra large shirts.
Yeah, I love it.
She was pretty adamant about there's not going to be any alterations. This is like a one time. That's the size. That's what it's going to be. But 40 pounds.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you want to add some elastic panels all around.
I said they should make flex, that stuff that Under Armour's, like an Under Armour dress.
Well, I supported you get-go when I heard her say that, because she said, I said, well, why don't you just get her a dress that fits her? Because realistically, I've tried to skinny down for outfits and ended up not being able to wear them because it's just not realistic. And then you stress yourself out. You don't have a good time. And the people that were in my wedding, my bridesmaids, I love them to this day. They're my best friends. And I wouldn't put them through that at all. I would just say, I don't care. Just wear the dress that I got. Show up. Let's have a good time. Make the best of it. And, you know, whatever you do with your dress, afterwards, I'm not going to be hurt about it. It's just a dress. Right.
Holly, you know what I told her she should have done is to... I think most bridal parties should do this. Pick your colors and then just tell the bridesmaids, wear dresses of your choosing in this color. Yep. It don't have to be all me. We talk about this world of, I don't want to be a basic bitch, except all you're doing is pinning. You stealing all the ideas from somebody else. It's like the bars downtown Greenville. Y'all have clearly been to Austin, Texas.
And they all look beautiful in my wedding. I thought they were gorgeous. And, you know.
Well, the guy that gave you away was impeccably handsome.
Stunning.
What about, like, it's me. Well, she threw the dig in there. She said you're always strapped for cash, Holly.
Oh, jeez.
That was...
I mean, isn't everybody?
Yeah. Damn right. He ain't got to address that.
Are you good friends? I think that's where he's getting at.
Well, like, I mean, I thought we were, but then you're talking about how you were with your bridesmaids, and I feel like I have the wrong friend.
Well, I mean, I think it comes to a point where, like, do you want to be in it now?
I wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I mean, what? Unless she wants me to wrap that dress around my hair like a turban, there's no way I can wear that dress.
Well, people would be asking you to tell them their future. You're like a sidekick.
Okay, so even if you get a size 6.
Hello, welcome to the wedding. I read your future.
I'll just say that the size 6 may not fit her in the curves, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, she said she had a badonk.
Yeah, so she may have to just get a bigger size and...
I would not
have it altered to fit you beautifully, which you're probably a beautiful girl.
Yeah, but even this, that, or the other, she's gonna stand up there that day and after all what she said yesterday,
I feel like she never would have addressed it.
Too unforgiving. You said addressed it.
I don't feel like it ever would have came up until she decided to have some, you know, big blow up on the show about it.
Paige, what would you do? Seriously,
I wouldn't go to the wedding,
but not be in it.
I wouldn't go to the wedding.
Would not go to the wedding?
No, yeah, I don't think she's been... I don't want to go through that.
No. Holly, don't do it.
You're talking you out of it.
I mean, listen to the way she talked about it. I forgot about the financial slight she put against you yesterday. And she's on there, we are buying the dress. Who's buying the... Like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Unless you decide, like, look, it's a stressful situation. Maybe she's kind of venting right now,
this
blowing up.
This is why
up.
I want to tell all the gay people, you know what? Don't be, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I know you can get married now in most places, but back then when you couldn't, like, it's a lot of stress. They might be doing you a favor by not letting you get married.
I'm not going to do it again.
It's such a pain in the butt. Mm. So would the honeymoon.
What?
Oh, listen to you, Holly. You seem lovely.
I would talk to her.
I sure appreciate that. I don't know what, I mean, I don't really know what I'm going to do. I think I just have to let her know, like, you opted to get me this wrong dress, and if that means I can't be in your wedding, then I'm truly sorry. You made that decision.
Right. Do you remember the other thing we talked about was if she gave her an out, like, you could do something else at the wedding and not be in the bridal party.
Oh, yeah.
Would that work?
I said, have you thought about demoting you? Because I remember it wasn't my wedding. But, no, there was a girl
that's
who
just mean.
She got pregnant the one of the ladies in the, and they moved her to guest book attendant. Oh, and I'm like, no.
Whoop-de-doo.
No.
If I embarrass you that much.
Hell, don't even come
to. Because I'm pregnant, I don't want to be in your wedding.
Damn right.
I'm going to sit this one out.
If I'm pregnant, I'm not going
to
be in.
I want to go to an all-pregnant wedding. All the women are.
Well, I think pregnancy is beautiful. It doesn't matter what you look like as a bridesmaid. Get up there and support your bride.
If you got a breastfeed during the ceremony, that's cool.
It's not so much. It's not a fashion show, people.
Shut up.
It kind of is, right?
It is not a fashion show.
It is a circle jerk.
It is not.
It is. It is. Holly, you have a great weekend. I think you're very... I don't want to say brave, but like you're very bold to call in and address this you yourself. So, yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate you listening, but I gotta also say about Tiffany, it's interesting how she waits until after I had this really nice bridal shower for her, and we did her bachelorette weekend early, so that already happened, and then she lays this on me. Okay.
Yeah, she didn't tell us all that.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. I would not be in it.
Who does she think is prettier, you or her?
Oh, you God. No one's prettier than the way she was acting like she looks.
Exactly.
Who did Tiffany say she looked like? Let's check that.
I want to know.
Kim Kardashian.
She said she looked like Kim.
I want to know.
No, she said she looked like Kim Kardashian.
What do you look like, sweetie?
Oh, well, I would say I get, her.
Yes. I love this sweet.
Holly, does she look like Kim Kardashian at all, or is she one of those girls that's trying her damnedest to look like Kim Kardashian?
I mean, she's going for those big lips. I'll tell you that much. She's got the big lips down.
You've seen her naked, have you?
Fillers.
We're going to... You have a great weekend, Holly, and we're going to... actually, we won't check in with you. If anything develops, you let us know. But otherwise, best of luck to you, okay? You on Tinder? Yep.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good morning.
You on Tinder?
Ignore it twice.
Yeah. Now I want to know what she looks like.
I think she should go. She got to go to the wedding.
Why didn't you let her say what she looks like? Now it's in my mind. I want to know.
I was, because the girl, the Tiffany, the girl that was being mean, when I said, hey, you have a nice voice. Who do you, because I used to ask, typically women, that like, who do you look like right now? Let me see what that. And then she's, I look like Kim Kardashian.
I look like Mom's Mabley. Are you on Tinder? Hey, big boy. She should go, because look, she probably is going to chalk it up to, you know, it's a stressful time. Even though she said I was 40 pounds overweight, if she doesn't go, it's going to be the end of the friendship. So she should at least go and then just give her like another strike after that. Then she'll know, like,
boy,
okay.
You're better than me. I'm too sensitive and too I will forgive but not forget. That's the old school way I am. Like, because, and the reason I don't forget is because I don't want to have to get screwed over by you again.
I think she should get a size 6 and not zip it up and wear it in the wedding.
Just be pouring out of it, splitting up in the buttons and stuff.
I think she should.
Hey, your whole door is open. Literally, the whole barn is wide ass open. It got hit by a tornado. All right, your call's next on the TLC Motors phone line, 1-800-774-0093. You can call or text 1-800-774-0093. Holly, you on Tinder?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. We'll be joining you live from Washington. On Monday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ten Avenue. Washington,
look forward to it.
Washington Avenue in Greenville. I'll be out covering all the stuff.
Hey, we used to go to Augusta every year.
That's true. Yep. Road. Fatboy, real quick before we get to some of these calls at 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. You can call it or text it. Yeah. Will you ask Fat Boy what is the food that he shared on his Instagram?
Oh, just to make sure. Okay.
What? No. What?
I thought you were like for some kind of verification. You talking about it too?
What said to ask you what food you posted on Instagram?
Oh, mine.
Yeah.
It's a classic dish I like to call noodles and tomatoes.
Noodles and tomatoes.
Yeah, I've been eating it for years.
Are they fresh tomatoes?
Well, they're diced in a can.
Oh.
Oh, God.
And then people were telling me certain stuff to put in with them. Somebody said chicken tenders, which actually does sound like a good idea. other recipes. Apparently, that's the base for some recipes I could try.
What kind of spices do you add to that?
Just salt.
He sneezes on it before
just
you serve
tomatoes,
it.
Just tomatoes, salt, and noodles?
Why, you changed your name on here.
It's just, yeah, I put the, you know.
Wow.
It just felt stupid just to go by the one all the time.
Just, well, if we write Fat Boy on Instagram, like writing the words Fat Boy, it gets a community guideline or whatever.
Yeah, there's
that
too.
Because we think we're fat shaming him, but that's his radio name.
I appreciate old Zuck looking out for me like that, but
yeah,
I figure I simplify it a little bit. That's just one of those.
It's like prison food.
I mean, look,
it's like mucilage.
It's so good, man. Just like a basic comfort.
I think you need some basil in it.
I tried one comfort food I used to like as a kid. I can't do that one anymore. Oh, sauerkraut geez. And weenies.
God, why do you want the whole house to smell like it before, after, and during?
Like, it was so good growing up, but I can't do it now.
Under no circumstances do I ever crave that.
No.
Well, you got money, Paige. You come for money. You probably ate caviar and foie gras for snacks growing up.
I did.
I had the noodles and tomatoes. Not. So, which is still good.
I do like caviar, though.
God. You know, I love cheese toast.
I like oysters and sardines.
All right, speaking of Mac, that's a good way for the cheese Lord to lead us to tell us which call to start with. You're eating noodles and maters. We've got Mac on the hole. It's Benji Mac. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. You?
Not too bad. Paige, you might understand this better than anybody. So a bride doesn't want anybody to outshine her on her big day, and it sounds to me like she's super jealous of this quote-unquote healthy size 10 showing up in this little dress that's going to be like the knockout attention winner. So maybe the bride's not built quite as well, and she wants the girl to slim down and, you know, not take her shine. So if I was the, you know, the bridesmaid, I would go to the wedding, but I would be super petty. I'd find the tightest little dress that my size 10 body could hold, and I'd sit in the front row and just smile and wave at everybody.
I'd get one of those.
You say super petty, I think of Richard in the Super Bird. Yeah.
I'd get one of those Spanx that have padding in the butt and the buttocks, and give me some really big butt curves.
That ain't nice.
I don't care. But I'm doing it.
The girl that called yesterday, the I'll call her the butthole bride.
Tiff.
She was like, I look like Kim Kardashian. And then the one we just had on,
guys. Holly.
Holly. Holly's like, I'm curvy. And I looked up what a size 10 looks like. She's like, I said, you have a big butt. She's like, yes, and it matches the front. What if Kim Kardashian's that way? So I think Benji Mac's on it. She's rocking more curves.
I think she was being very modest by saying she was a healthy 10 because, you know, women are super modest, and they're not going to say I'm thick and built. So when she said a healthy 10, I was like, oh, there it is. There's the problem.
She needs to get those Spanx and rock that dress two sizes too tight.
Just show up and everybody will say, hey, did you see Holly?
You don't want to wear them so tight where you've got to get your man or woman to help you get out of them when you get home.
Have you not been to a wedding?
You used to officiate them.
I'm talking about the old guy.
I had to have everybody help me in and out of that dress.
But how did women do it back in the day with corsets on and stuff? Like, I mean, how did they take them off?
I don't know. And I'm going to tell you about that dress that I had. The reason why I poked out so far at the top is because I was tied in the back.
And no, we know the real reason why.
You should have seen it. I mean, if you saw a picture, you'd go hide somewhere for about 3 minutes.
I almost walked into pews when I was walking her down the aisle just staring at that bosom.
And we were so tired when we got to the hotel, Chris and I, and he's like, well, I think you're just going to have to sleep in that thing.
You ever had, what is that mushroom soup you get? What is it? They put the cheese on top and it's kind of flowing over the top of cheese. Bellowing over the top. I don't know.
He's talking to you, Benji.
Benji, you know.
Oh, man, I have no idea.
It's like a frothy mug of beer.
Oh, yeah.
But the dress standing when I had it altered was really pretty.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize.
Did you wear a catheter that day?
Sitting down would be
I wonder how many brides are so, like, you know, pinned in on whatever. Oh, they have to just wear a catheter.
I mean, you have to have a handler if you have to go potty.
Wow.
Hold up the dress.
Oh, they got to hold it up while you're, like, blowing it out.
Yes. That'd be rough. That's what your bridesmaids are for.
Benji, you have a happy Friday, happy weekend, and you got work Monday?
I mean, I'm self-employed, so I'm going to say no today.
Nice.
Don't you work all day today either.
That's right.
Oh, I'm probably not. I'm sitting in Home Depot now debating on if I want to work today or not.
Don't do it. The roofers ain't going to work past 12. Why should you?
No, it's true.
I mean, they're all coming in here right now with a case of beer and... I mean, it's like, hey, you guys want to paint something?
Really, if there's a Subway in Walmart or a Starbucks in Ingles, why is there not a bar in Home Depot? Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a great idea.
You know, I'm going to talk to some people about that.
There's a rebar.
Thank you, Benjamin. Rebar. Have a good morning, brother. See you, man. You are a rebar.
Had some of my best conversations in
You just
Home
got
Depot.
Rebarred.
New prank show coming to Home Depot. You got rebarred.
You just got rebarred.
Hmm. How do you use this? I always have to ask questions when I'm there, and I meet a lot of nice people at Home Depot.
Yep.
Hey, you really get some new endorsements over here.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't know how to use half the stuff there.
Lowe's
so
just
stupid.
Hung up. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
there they go. They just hung up.
What is this for?
I'm going to read this text. You'll love this. I'm glad I'm a guy. I just have to decide if I'm going to wear a vest or a cummerbund. I'm easier than that. I'm just wearing the half vest.
Okay, the fact that he's even considering a cummerbund means that he's a man of healthy weights.
Yeah, cummerbunds are...
He's skinny.
I think they look good.
Yeah, but try being a guy wearing them with any kind of size, standing up and getting
one.
Up and sitting down.
Remember when I wore the tuxedo when we did that?
It accentuated your bosom.
I loved it.
But when you're
it.
A man, you don't want that to happen. You don't want that sucker flipping over where it looks like you're wearing a green belt.
It's going to be all wrinkled.
I love wearing the tuxedo. I want to do it again. It was fun.
All right, Paula Poundstone, calm down. You don't have to dress up like a dude all the time.
Look, she's got them big, the big shoulder pads in there. Shoulder
she's bringing pads. Them back.
But that was a fun day. I liked it.
Your wedding?
That and then numerous stuff.
Your reception was awesome.
It was fun.
All right, I'm going to hit this for real.
Okay, good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the way he does things. When you criticize his music, he passively aggressively gets back at you.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell
it. It could have been Aloe Black. You immediately
well,
shake
you
your head.
You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. Batman. Stuck in Ocean Lake slide when he swam. Batman. Well, you can tell everybody. Well, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. Batman. Shave the beard, he looks like Roseanne. Batman.
Even you both birds, made you laugh.
A comedic genius.
I'm not laughing, I'm enjoying it.
Who would not want to be compared to Roseanne?
She's looking hot now.
No, go, you what? I mean, like, this is going to sound weird, but I'm way hotter than shaving my beard off, and I look like Roseanne Barr.
That's true.
Thank you.
Whatever her name is now.
She's lost a ton of weight.
No, she's Barr. She should open up Rebar. Robar. I want to see her against Dwayne Wade in some kind of basketball competition. Roseanne versus Wade. Mm-hmm. It would be incredible.
Dude.
Roseanne versus Wade.
That's just, you know what? I was going to ask how you come up with that name. Now I get the joke. It's funny you mention it because you could be hearing his name later. It's Dwayne Wade's birthday.
Oh, God.
I know, man. That's what kind of struck me as odd.
It sounds like I go and look, but I get them all wrong, so clearly I don't. I say this all the time in jest, but I really mean it. Stop moving here.
Yeah, I know.
I need for those of you that are in now, like whether you were born here, and I'm talking about specifically the upstate of South Carolina right now. I love everyone that listens, but we are full. And I encourage those of you that are already in, we're going to grandfather you in now. I'll quit calling you Yankees too. But let's agree as upstate South Carolinians.
Because you are now.
Just not be quite as nice to out-of-towners. Not be mean and ugly, but I'm tired of it. We moved there because of the Southern hospitality.
I heard from...
And how cheap it is to live there and all this.
I heard from, a gentleman who deals in the engineering of a city. Might be Greenville. Might not be. He said that the projected skyline of Greenville over the next 25 years is going to outpace most major cities in the country as far as commercial development all in the same area.
Why do people... Okay. I just want to be as real as rain as I can be right now. When you look at big cities right now, like the so-called big cities or big cities in general, what's the one thing they all have in common? Two things. There's probably tons of them, but crime goes nuts.
Yeah, crime.
And then, so they're both crime. They're both crime things.
It's both crime.
I mean, it just gets a little wild and crazy, and...
We're about to get the tallest building in the state, which I saw.
I saw that, too.
Yeah. Which I thought the Daniel Building was the tallest in town. I don't know if it is still.
When I started this job, I was like, I don't want to move away. I was born and raised here. The whole family's here. Like, I don't want to move away. And there was a opportunity where the show was offered to go to another, like, leave and go to another place. And I was like, you know what?
Tell them to go to hell.
Go to hell.
Somewhere else.
But I was like, you know what? Maybe Greenville will just catch up. And then now look, I manifested this bullcrap.
Yeah, and you saw the U-Haul stat, right? U-Haul said they rent more trucks to people going to and from South Carolina than any other state in the company. Like, to their records, it's the fastest growing state.
I love money, man.
And look, you know,
well,
still
spread it out some.
I know.
It's still cheap, but you
I
know,
moved
just
here,
relative.
And I liked the fact when I moved here that there wasn't a lot of traffic. Your neighbors would still wave at you while you're, you know, driving down
the
road.
At least in the subdivision.
They did. And people were nice.
Yeah, well.
Now it's changed.
I don't want you to be mean to people, but not so nice. Maybe we don't open doors for people anymore.
Don't do it. You know, our radio market is the last one with at least 1 million people in it. It drops significantly from there.
Yeah.
So, it's
on that regard, I love it.
We need.
Yeah, it just keeps growing.
We need to change the license plate to grumpy people and...
Yeah.
Unsmiling.
Ugly people, frowny faces.
Yes, that's what we need.
I mean, if
Meth's
you
here.
People
ugly
out.
People.
Like, that's always the thing, though. Like, remember in the Truman Show, like, hey, look, it says this is the best place in the world to live. Why would anyone leave?
They're so ugly and nobody smiles.
We'll put meth head, half dead on the license plate.
So yeah.
See
yes.
What it says.
No teeth.
Yes. All no those teeth. Things they said about kissing cousins is true,
yeah.
South Carolina.
We'll put two cousins Frenching on the license plates.
That's what it'll be. The Carolina Wren will be placed by a dead possum.
Yeah, will. Or just have some deer horns on the damn.
Oh, God, yeah.
The yellow jasmine, the state flower, will now be a dead flower.
Kudzu.
Yes. The official flower of Greer, South Carolina, is kudzu.
The palmetto, it's...
God.
I don't know.
That's when all these dead trees still laying all over it's the road that they haven't
to.
Shredded up and mulched yet.
But does that mean that it's going to bring in more,
revenue?
Allowances as far as laws go? Like, hey, we'll get the gamble and you get your pot gummies and this, that, and the other.
No, nothing's going to be legal.
Maybe to open the doors to that stuff.
Maybe they should change it. We can't buy alcohol on Saturday. That'd get rid of people.
Or if you could go in a grocery store.
Playing college football if that happened.
It blew my mind in Florida that you could get liquor in a Publix. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, yeah. But they have to separate it. There's that law where they have to. It's like, what is it right here?
Oh, yeah, we're split. You have to go in a different door.
Liquor on one side.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
beer on
silly.
The other.
Yeah.
Poker in the rear.
You can just
or is this parking
buy
in the rear?
It at the cashier
liquor
anywhere
in the
else.
Parker, poker. What is it?
Poker in the rear.
You don't like my Saturday plan? Where you can't buy alcohol on Saturday. That would be good. That would get people running for the borders.
Chick-fil-A will serve beer before that happens.
Oh, man, that'd be cool. I mean, look, I never thought Cracker Barrel would, and they do.
Serve beer?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. They got alcohol.
I know how to run people out of here. Make cigarettes go up.
Oh, I thought you were going to break in.
Oh, okay.
Take your shirt off. Look at them.
Twist it around your head like a helicopter.
Nobody
That's North Carolina.
Nobody wants to see that. You just
nobody
remember.
Wants
no, don't
see me naked.
Show us your breasts.
Okay, don't I won't it. Ever because I know.
Paige, I'm serious.
This is corporate training. with the Rise Guys.
We're going to HR after you tell us what you're working on the Plex.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to tell you how some drug-addicted rats ate all the marijuana. Rats ate all the marijuana in the evidence room.
Rats? Reefer rats?
Do you believe this story?
I mean, you lying?
No, not really.
That's a good question.
Then I believe
400,000 pounds in storage.
That's some fat-ass rats. We'll talk about that next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.